You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and you are listening to Patti Smith. Woo! Stay tuned. We got our shamanic drumming coming. Hi there, it's me. We are starting right now. I love playing this. It's so like, it feels like 1950s Art Deco shamanic drumming that is about to happen. And I love this mix and I love playing this. It's so different, it's so unique. And I remember the last journey that I had, it was intense. I had a very intense, crazy rest of the week after that. So, but it was in a good way. So let's start.
Thank you.
spirit animal. Let's go in. Ask your spirit guides a question. Or just relax and take it all in. There we go. That was the shamanic drumming. Letting it loose, letting it in, and getting the healing, whatever it is. Whatever needed healing. That time I didn't get much, but I did get enough. Sometimes we have to understand. Sometimes you don't get a lot, but you get what you needed. I got a note of something. It was a clear, vivid message. And it's good to understand that sometimes when we expect to receive a message, we expect something grand, but sometimes it's very quick and it's very straight to the point. And an infinite reminder of what we needed to know. We are here till 8 p.m. Lots of spiritual communication, lots of things going on here, lots and lots of good. I will give you a hint. I did have a dream of Tupac last night. I did have a dream about that I was a Beach Boy song. I want the radio whatever show that I'm doing to be very, very special, because I'm going to see a special screening of the Beach Boy movie. So I want it to be very special when we do this episode. Tupac, Beach Boys, 60s, 70s, garage, psychedelic. It's all going to be in one show. I keep having these dreams. They just keep coming. It's beautiful. So we're going to continue on with this. Do not touch that dial if you were thinking about it. Continue to stay here in the cosmic, in the cosmos, here with me, right here.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages. Rock, rock. You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Yeah, that's right. Jimmy Soul, If You Want to Be Happy. Oh my God, every time I play that song for someone, or a guy, they're just repulsed by it. I understand. The lyrics are horrible, but the beat, the tune, the melody is so much fun. It's so much fun. And I just had to come up here and say how much fun it is. Anyways, I hope you're connecting. I hope you're staying tuned. I hope your spirits is uplifted most of all. I hope you are, your vibration is getting into a higher frequency. That is the wish and that is the goal, is that, you know, overall anything else that you get from this TV show, I mean, radio show, TV, where am I? Is that you get joy, you get happiness, you get to be lifted in a higher vibration and be and feel loved and feel like you're getting the messages that you need to get. You're getting exactly what you need to get. You're feeling flexible, you're feeling dynamic, and you're feeling your consciousness has been expanded. And so today, you know, I'm kind of feeling more like I want to just play music. And sometimes I have those days. That's why I didn't go really too much into the digging deep, the spiritual digging deep. Not today. I wanted to just play music. Sometimes you just, I mean, I'm a DJ and as well as a, you know, a spiritual communicator, as well as a psychic medium. So a lot of the show is based on psychic medium through sound, but sometimes I just want to be a DJ. Sometimes I just want to play music. I mean, I know you can relate to that. I mean, relating to, I hope you can understand what I'm saying, basically. That's mostly what I'm trying to communicate. That is all I'm trying to communicate. That's it. It doesn't have to be that complex. It really doesn't. Life should be simple. Life should be very, very simple. And it should be simple like the band The Ramones. I mean, their influence with the Beach Boys. And they did a kick-butt job of creating a punk version of the Beach Boys. So why not listen to Sheena is a Punk Rocker right here. Come on.
She is a punk rocker. She is a punk rocker. She Ranger now, and things couldn't be better.
Sheen is.
What's going on?
Really?
Lion say, I am king and I reign. Lion say, I am king in this range. No more kings must be in this backyard. Lion say, I am king and I reign. Thank you. say I am king, cause my neck is long. There's no doubt that you are all wrong. Lion say I am king, cause I'm double strong. I'm king of kings and lord of lords in this land. No more pop talk on India, cause I'm king from the beginning. I was made king. Lion say
around. 40 million. Crack. Thank you.
slow down now there. We got to save some for a Sunday service. That's right. We got to save some of that for Sunday serves. Sunday serves. Okay? Sunday serves. That was some good old-timey, some really good Louisiana Cajun music, early 30s. That was some, it's always majestic. It never fails. We've come to that juncture, that time of the show where it's time for a reading. I am sitting in the dark. Dancer in the dark. Okay, no more dancer in the dark. It's light time now. Oh, it is light time now. Devil gonna get a black eye today. When you get a sense of a sense of a sense. Woo! Okay, here we go. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with us and channeling. And on this beautiful day, this beautiful summer's day. Thank you. Thank you for this beautiful summer's day. Yes, 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 indeed. So what is it that the Infinite Spirit would like to channel for us? What is it the Infinite Spirit wants us to know? Hold on one second. Taking it in. Okay, this is a subject I think everybody can relate to. Stop taking things so seriously. I love this. It's just a friendly reminder as Infinite Spirit comes in. There's a strong message to so whoever's listening, whoever is connected right now, Spirit wants to come in and wants to tell you to stop taking things so seriously. Because when we start getting so involved in considering our intertwinement in the outside world, we lose sight and we lose the understanding that this is 90% an illusion. We lose the understanding that the material world is an illusion, but it doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be here. You see, we're supposed to live within this beautiful illusion. Actually, he helps us. Again, this illusion is like a canvas. It's like this lifetime is like a song. It's like a movie. And I remember seeing a preview to one of the movies, a new Steven Spielberg movie, and it says, "Dreams are movies you never dreams you never forget." And it reminds me of that when I saw the preview to that to this movie, this new Steven Spielberg movie that's coming out. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the movie, but it's the newest one that's coming out. And it's, you know, it's magical and it's fun. And what we could do with this moment in time is when we start getting too serious, just understand how much time we're, how much time spent and how much time wasted we put on things that don't even matter, and that we have this whole lifetime ahead of us. What are we doing to enjoy it? What are we doing to put more fulfillment in it? What are we doing to connect more to our higher selves? So those times where you're not feeling connected, those times where you're feeling a little bit like you're on, what is the word called? You're kind of like on a rote routine, or you're kind of just going through your day. You're not really present. You're just doing your job and you're just doing what you're supposed to do. Spirit wants to remind you about really connecting and tapping in, because those are the times and telling you it's time for alone time. That's a sign and a signal. It's time for some alone time. It's time to get connected to your higher self. It's time to feel joy within you without any external kind of like kickstarters. To feel that eternal joy within yourself through simplicity of gratitude and being grateful for all the things that you have and all the things that are in your life. And not taking things too seriously really helps you to realize, oh yeah, I'm not, you know, it helps to alleviate and eliminate a lot of the ego, because it's intertwined with ego. When we take ourselves so serious, it's connected to how we think of ourselves and what people are thinking of us, and you know why, you know, and just being inundated by someone else or someone else's thoughts, or what now all of a sudden, oh, I gave this, I put that out into the air, I did this, why do I, you know, why is it that I need to be punished for, you know, what somebody else feels? And that's up to you to be punished for how somebody feels about you. You can either feel punished, you can feel threatened, you can feel whatever way you want to feel that bruises the ego, or you can say, eh, whatever, great, have the, you know, think what you want. I've got that joy down in my heart in this presence, in this moment, I'm creating something fantastic. We can spend our time really worrying about what others think, or we can spend our time focused on our goals, on our dreams, on the things that feel good, on the people that make us feel good, and the people that make us feel expansive, and the world that is expansive. That is a choice. The choice is there. So the next time you're feeling like your ego's bruised, or somebody bruised your ego, or somebody did something where it took you out of a place, not only is that a signal, okay, you got to do some more inner work, why you're taking yourself so seriously, that's also a signal to get more grounded. It's telling you, hey, time to kind of humble that down. Time to bring it back to earth, because you are human. You're a human being. You're going to make all different kinds of mistakes. You're going to do all different kinds of things, but what does that got to do with anything? That's why you're here. You're here to make mistakes. You're here to play. If you were to draw on a canvas and you had no eraser, imagine yourself drawing on a canvas in your pencil. There's a reason why there's an eraser. So that, imagine that being like your life. So imagine having a canvas and drawing something, you're like, oh, you drew something you didn't want. You're like, oh, you know what? Actually, I don't like how that looks. I want to do it a different way. That's your, like, your life. When you're in your life and you're going through something and you're drawing your life and you're mapping it out and you draw and you create something, and then all of a sudden you run into a roadblock, you're not liking how it looks. Something reflected. Something on that drawing reflected that you didn't want that there. Someone in your life reflected that you didn't, you wanted to work on an action. You want to work on a characteristic or a character defect or something going on. So what do? You erase it and you just do it again. That's your life. Let that eraser be when you stumble across those times in your life, not to regret anything, but to be like, okay, I can do this over. Thank you for these signals. Thank you for running into these roadblocks. Thank you for these lessons. Thank you for letting me see my own shit. And oh, I mean, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I don't ever curse on the air. I never. And I must be very passionate right now about what Spirit's saying to say that, because I never, and I apologize, but I never curse on the air. Sorry. It happens, it slips. But to be able to face your own stuff and take responsibility makes so much. So, live and let be. Let the divine take over. Stop. Excuse me. Stop trying to be something so important in this world that you lose sight and track of the playfulness and the jokes. Learn how to make fun of yourself. Learn how to laugh. Learn how to be like, yeah, I'm not that, you know, yeah, I mess up and clumsy and all these things. And but most of all, learn how to love that. Learn how to love the character defects. Learn how to love the flaws. Learn how to love all the things that make you so-called unperfect, because guess what? That makes you absolutely perfect when you start to love it. It's the balance, because I guarantee, because we live in a world where we're humans and we're ego driven. So if somebody, a lot of percentage of the time, we cannot depend on other people to love our darkness. We cannot depend on people to love us when we step out of character and do things they don't like. That's just how it is. So it's up to us to love that. Love that darkness. Love the times and nurture and nurse us back to health. Because that's all we got. Is you to love that part that may be unlovable to the rest of the world. I hope you enjoyed the message, and I hope you got and you took whatever you could from it. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Again, I just said that a second time. Ah, I'm on a roll here. I am your favorite psychic medium, Boston, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. Check out my TV show this Thursday, 6 p.m., CCTV. Lines are closed at 6:20. Get a free reading. I love you so much. This has been a blast. I'll see you next week. Stay tuned for...
Thank you.